What's up, guys? Welcome to episode 10 of the Samcast. If you've listened to every episode, good for you. I know some are better than others, but I think I got a really good topic. So before I start, I want to say this is coming out later than I had hoped. I was sick over this past weekend, and I had no voice, which was really nice because the travel team I coach for, it was called a festival, which essentially it was like a tournament, but without like them doing like a tournament style. So like we just played 3 games over 2 days. And you know, when you coach, you kind of have to have a voice. So I didn't have a voice, so it was really difficult for me to do that, but I was still there. I showed up, you know, beyond my voice, I felt fine. You know, I can still feel a little bit of, you know, my voice is 100%, but it's good enough to record something. So I thought I should do it. So I know it's episode 10, so you're probably thinking, man, he should do something nice and special. And well, I don't have anything that great plan, but I did come up with a wonderful topic, and it got me thinking, because this morning, you know, I was going to class, and I was just thinking, you know, maybe I should get me some coffee this morning. You know, I'm not a big coffee drinker, and I normally just drink it as just a treat. Like, if I feel like treating myself, I'll sometimes get coffee as a result. You know, I love good coffee. You know, I think good coffee is a really great, you know, it's awesome. It's an awesome treat. But, you know, before I get into it, it's like the number one thing I realize is that here in college, everyone gets coffee. And I don't understand that. You know, there's plenty of ways to get caffeine, and coffee, in my opinion, especially Starbucks, is probably one of the worst ways to do it. Here's my issue with Starbucks. It's not that I'm saying the coffee's bad. But the reason why it's not bad is that unless you're getting just straight black coffee or like coffee and cream with no sugar, pretty much every Starbucks drink is loaded with sugar or flavoring or like things that really aren't that good for you. Yes, you can get your caffeine, and yes, you might, you know, get a good Starbucks fix, but it's just coffee from like the chain places. So like here at JMU, we have Dunkin' and Starbucks on campus. We got 2 Dunkin's and 2 Starbucks on campus and like campus facilities. And then we also have 2 other coffee shops on campus. And then there's a Starbucks nearby at the local mall. There's one in a Target. I think there's a Solo one somewhere. And then there's another Dunkin' that's near the campus. It's a bit further up the street from here, but it's confusing to say where if you're not from Harrisonburg. And we also have some independent places. There's a wonderful coffee shop called Black Sheep Coffee. I'm pretty sure I got that right. It's a nice little coffee shop. It was good coffee. I've had it once, and it was really good. And then there's a place called like Greenberries. I think I got that name right. So that's what, like 8 or 10 different coffee places just within a couple miles of campus. And that's ridiculous. That's so much coffee. And I think the biggest thing is that it's expensive. Most of these coffee places are charging $4 or $5 for a smaller cup of coffee when hypothetically, I can just make a giant cup with my Keurig machine. I just put one pot in, I put it into my giant mug, you know, and if you break down the cost of, you know, of what you want, if you just want to look at the coffee, you're probably looking, I would say no more than 20, 30 cents for one giant cup of coffee if you do it yourself. And obviously, you know, it's understandable. It's like, you know, you have to mark up prices in order to make a profit. And I understand that, but like coffee is just so expensive and people just buy it. I see people who get it almost every day or get it most days in the week. And it's like, why are you spending so much money on coffee? I would much rather, you know, maybe buy it at most once a week. You know, if I was a coffee drinker or a more regular coffee drinker. And I guess that's what I don't understand is that people, I think that's things about coffee I don't understand is one, people rely on it for like caffeine. It's like, if I don't have my coffee in the morning, I'm not going to do well. And I think as a society, you know, we've built up this like we have to have caffeine. Like we can't just wake up and have a good day. And I know that for some people, waking up early in the morning, they have to have something to jumpstart their day. Otherwise, they're not going to do well, perform well. But I'm not a coffee drinker. I don't wake up every morning and immediately go get a pot of coffee. Or not a pot of coffee, but like a cup of coffee or make a cup of coffee. You know, like, I don't need it. I don't believe I need it, you know? I would much rather either go eat a good breakfast or just maybe have a nice glass of water or, you know, something like that. I love a good thing of ice water in the morning. Like if I'm going to class, it's a great way to start your day getting hydrated, in my opinion. And I just like ice water in general. You know, now I'm not saying I don't like coffee. I do like the occasional cup of coffee. But while I'm at school, I'm not spending $5 of my money to get a cup of coffee. I don't have that kind of money. I don't make enough money at my one paying job to do that. And then to also pay for gas and gas for my car and all these other things that I have to be aware of. Like, if you want to spend the money on coffee, that's fine. But it's like, it's a lot. I do know that for a lot of people, it's at JMU, we have these things called dining dollars where, you know, for facilities where we can't use a punch or it's like a punch and for a set amount or certain things, you know, sometimes you can use your dining dollars to either supplement what a punch doesn't cover or to just buy at places on campus that don't use or don't take punches. And, you know, the Starbucks and the Dunkin's on campus do that. So it's like, if you have dining dollars, yeah, you can go. I mean, go and do that. But you're still paying for the coffee, whether directly or indirectly. Now, the dining dollars comes out of somebody's pocket, normally you or your family. So you're technically still paying for that coffee. It's just coming out of an account that was prepaid. So in reality, you're still paying for the coffee in some regard. And it's so expensive. And maybe it's just, I've never been in the mindset of I need to have my cup of coffee. Or if I don't have coffee, I'm going to suffer through the day. And I know there are people who like that. But I think a lot of those people have built such a dependence on coffee and caffeine, but they don't know how to wake up and just enjoy the day. Or to just not stress about getting their cup of coffee. Because here in Harrisonburg, pretty much every coffee place is busy in the morning. People going to work or here at JMU, all the coffee places are busy because people trying to get their coffee before or after class just to be more awake and alert. And it's just like, oh my goodness, you know? And I understand why it's, you know, people are like, I need caffeine. I need to wake up. But I think my biggest issue is we've built such a dependence on it. And I don't care one way or the other. I really don't. I think that's perfectly okay. And, you know, if that's something that you have to do, I'm not going to like rip you a new one for that. But just like, that's not who I am. I would much rather drink something else in the morning. I'm also not a caffeine person. I don't want to build a reliance on caffeine, and then the moment I don't need it or don't drink it, I start getting headaches or migraines. Because I know that's what a lot of people do. You know, if they don't have their cup of coffee, they get a headache because of the caffeine deficit. Maybe I didn't say that right. Like they don't have the caffeine in their system. And it kind of bothers me a little bit, but I also understand where a lot of people come from with that. It's, you know, coffee is a big thing. You know, it's become part of our culture and society. I think one of the weirdest things I see is when people get their little kids coffee. I don't understand that. I honestly don't, because I think it's such a weird thing to, like, I wouldn't expose my child to that, at least not until they're older. I would say probably, you know, maybe like late middle school, like maybe 7th, 8th grade or like high school. I wouldn't expose them anytime before that. And that's if I'm being nice. Part of it's also because I don't believe we should be dependent on coffee. Because what happens, you know, coffee is expensive no matter what form you get it in, you know. And I know there's a lot of different kinds of coffee, and I've learned a lot. Like, you know, my grandma does French press, especially when she's by herself. You know, like when there's other people in the house with her, like when we go up and like my family goes and visits, like, you know, she will make a pot of coffee. But when she's by herself, most of the time she just uses her little French press. I was also exposed to pour over coffee. And to be honest, it's just as good, if not better. Granted, the coffee beans that were used were extremely nice, like super expensive, very nice beans. And they were freshly ground, which, in my opinion, freshly ground coffee beans is one of the best smells on planet Earth. I just love it. It's incredible. And shout out to my old roommate, Dylan, for exposing me to that wonderful fresh ground coffee. And to be honest, pour over coffee is really good. Like, if I had the money to buy stuff like that, I would probably get a French press and a thing to make pour over coffee in, because it's like, it's good stuff. All you need is hot water and you're good to go. It's not hard to do. And you know, nothing against Keurig. Like, Keurig is fine if you like on the run, on the go, and just need something quick. But it's like, it's difficult. So yeah, I think that's a good point to just kind of reflect on for a minute. Because coffee is just a very, nothing's wrong with it in my opinion. It's just, I think it's overhyped. So it's like, coffee is, I think it's, and to say overhyped is maybe kind of downplaying it. Because coffee is obviously a huge part of a lot of people's, you know, it's part of people's daily routine. You know, every workplace has a coffee pot. You know, it's become such a normal part of our society that it's like, culturally, I don't think we could get rid of coffee and our society would function. You know, it would probably be something that if one day it was like, well, coffee has gone, the coffee plant or where coffee comes from has gone extinct. Like, we can't make any more coffee. It'd probably be very rough. A lot of people would struggle. I've heard tea is a great alternative to coffee. It would have to be the caffeinated variety to keep that caffeinated fix. But it's like, you know, it kind of sucks because I'm not really a tea person. And I don't want to make this about tea at all, but it's like, you know, I don't think tea is not necessarily as mainstream as coffee. Like, don't get me wrong, a lot of people drink tea, a lot of people love tea, but it's like, tea's just not the same as coffee. They're, in my opinion, they're two different things, and I don't understand like I can see it being a substitute, but not as like a direct replacement for coffee. It can be something that if someone needs to make a change because coffee's being too much, I know sometimes it's a medical thing, like whether you're allergic to coffee or maybe coffee's just not good for your body or your body can't process it. Like I've heard that, I've seen that before, you know, and it's, I don't know, it's, you know, I think tea is not necessarily equatable to coffee. But for me, coffee is just, you know, I think to kind of like bring this part to a wrap, coffee is just, it's good. There's nothing wrong with coffee. It's just way too expensive in any form, as I've said. It causes big lines in places. So like, even if I just wanted to casually get a cup of coffee, sometimes I'm deterred by the line. You know, the lines can be ridiculous. And it's like, well, if I'm in the middle of class, which is tends to be their busiest times, it's like, well, I'm not going to get coffee because I don't want to risk being late for class. The people who, you know, I'm not trying to say the people who do it are bad, but it's like, is coffee really that more important than you being on time to class? And that's a decision people make. And then finally, coffee is just like, I think for what it is, it's not something that I think people should be as completely hyped about. I know that's an extremely unpopular opinion. I know a lot of people, you know, if I were to say that in Starbucks or someplace like that, a lot of people would probably be like, get out, you're a freaking idiot. Because, and that's right, I said freaking, because I'm not a cursor. Yes, I am. At practice, I have been officially, for my travel team, on a side note, sorry to get off track, but I'm officially designated as the language person because my head coach, it's like, well, it doesn't make sense for me because I'll cuss like a sailor. And she does at times. But, you know, and it's like, fine, I'll be the language person. So now I'm officially, if someone curses, I have to be on their butt about it. Because, you know, it's one thing if a full-grown adult says something. And I know, like, high schoolers, it's like, yeah, we get it, you'll curse. But it's like, this is a team setting. You want to set a good example. So it's kind of like all around. So hopefully if she cusses today, I'll probably be like language just to mess with her. Well, the head coach, not the players. I'll do it with the players as too, but they're supposed to not curse at all. Yeah, so back on topic. So it's like coffee is like, yeah, I would probably be called an idiot for my opinions on coffee. If you haven't already listened to this, and it's just like, geez, what the heck is this guy's problem? That's also assuming you're still listening. That might be an extremely, such an unpopular opinion that you're just like, oh no, I can't listen to this. This guy's gone and crazy. Sam has gone insane. What is his problem? You know, granted, that's just one opinion. There are others that probably people would think I'm crazy for. As everyone does. Everyone has those opinions. So, yeah. I mean, I think that's my whole spiel on coffee, but, you know, is it an unpopular opinion? Of course. It's supposed to be. I don't think I would have done this episode if I thought was thinking what everyone else was thinking. You know, coffee is such a random topic to talk about that it's kind of dumb. But since I have what I believe is a very different opinion, I think it warranted doing a whole episode on it. So if you like it, great. If not, I'm sorry that you feel that way. All right. So finally, I want to do something new. I want to recommend you all something. So one of the podcasts I listen to, they end every episode with like a recommendation to do. So for this episode, I'm going to recommend a podcast, and it's called Science Versus. It's a podcast you can find on I'm pretty confident you can find it on any of the platforms. Like, it's pretty much, it's a pretty cool, it's a very fairly popular podcast, but it's a very awesome one. And especially, it's not necessarily just like hardcore science, but it's just like, it basically, the premise is they take these, they use science to determine whether these certain like things are true. So for example, they had an episode about emotional support animals and are they actually effective? And that was a really, I mean, it was, sometimes they're short, like 10 minutes, and sometimes they're like 40, 45 minutes long. So they kind of range in length. One of my personal favorite episodes, they did one about the Andrew Garfield assassination and what really killed him. And basically just got into the science of like antibiotics and like how things as simple as washing your hands could have saved Andrew Garfield's life. And just, it was a very gruesome episode because of just the accounts of just how in the horrific condition he was because of how sick and, you know, how diseased he was. And not necessarily from the gunshot, but from the doctors who wouldn't wash their hands and weren't washing tools, and essentially just bringing about how that brought like a whole new age of like medical science and just the basic things as sterilizing and sanitizing equipment. Like it's a really cool podcast. And, you know, it ranges from like just arguing like science, like literally it's like science versus emotional support animals. Like literally that's basically the premise, is what science supports and what science goes against it. And is it true? And basically they look at studies that see what kind of information's out there. They interview researchers and scientists and these people who actually know what they're talking about, like experts in their field. And there's so many awesome episodes. I mean, there's another one about peanut allergies and how kids in Israel were less likely to suffer peanut allergies because they were exposed to them earlier in life through this like childhood snack. I forget the name of it, but it was literally just being exposed to peanuts from an earlier age, and also the way they were exposed to peanuts, you know? It affected the amount, like the level of peanut allergies in children. And like, it was an incredible episode. Like, it's a really great podcast. It's something I think anyone can be interested in, because there's a nut, like whether you're a very sciencey person or you just want to listen to something that's entertaining, it offers a great perspective from both, you know? If you're just looking for a fun podcast to listen to, it's something, it's, I don't want to say it's mindless, but it's something that you feel like you're gaining information from. And if you're a very sciencey person and just love science, it's a very fun way. And the episodes, like I said, they vary in length, but if you're looking for, if you have like a 10-minute car ride or walk somewhere or whatever, they got some shorter episodes, you know? Or if you got a longer car ride, you can pull up a couple of their 40, 30-minute episodes and do that. So that's a very long recommendation, but highly recommend Science Versus for any of you out there. It's a great podcast. They just started new episodes because they do it by seasons and take mid-season breaks. So they just recently started up their new season again, which is part of why I'm doing this. So thank you all for listening. If you made it through my unpopular opinion and all that, and hopefully I'll get to hear you all next time on the Samcast. Thank you for listening. Continue to support by listening. Tell your friends, force your friends to listen to it. Maybe they'll like it. And go out, rate, like, subscribe, do all the things, and I'll catch you next time on the Samcast.